This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to an NFL blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, so you think the Eagles have righted their ship. Here's what I do know. Jalen Carter and all those dogs up there in Philadelphia are starting to play like they did when they were in Athens. And Nick Sirianni was talking about Jalen Carter's influence, Mike, last night.
He's been playing more than all the guys. You guys would tell me, I know, but recently he's played a lot more than the other guys. I don't know exactly the snap count, but he plays with relentless effort. He plays with great athletic ability. He plays with great violence when he gets to the football. Everyone will talk about the fourth down stop, but there was a couple plays he made behind the line of scrimmage that put him in the fourth down on that drive, which was a huge stop for our team.
You know, we talked a lot about Jaden Daniels going into that one, and he was 22 of 32. You see him wince every time he tries to throw with those ribs.
Something's going on. Yeah.
Meanwhile, he was telling Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, "Hey man, let me run, dude. He's going to get killed." That's the thing about him. He does every time they go to a shot of him on the sideline. You see Jalen Hurts can squat a Volkswagen and just and I look. I love Jaden Daniels. I said he should be the number one pick, not just not two, but man, you worry about him getting squished. So they got to protect him from himself. I didn't like the Kingsbury game. First off, I thought, just kick the field goal. They're in that weird spot, too, because they've got a field goal kicker they don't trust because he's a guy they had to bring in. But Quinn went, they go for it. They run twice to the right side. They scored in the goal line going to the left side. And you mentioned, Jalen Carter, everybody blowing it up. But that was one that swung the game because the field position was great. Then Philly scored. Next, it's a two-possession game, and that's all she wrote for D.C.
Let's hear from Jaden Daniels. This is kind of interesting because you take for granted how good these guys were or have been. Example, Kyler Murray never lost a game in high school. He started as a freshman in Texas. Didn't lose a game, right? So you get to college and you're not going to lose because we don't lose. Jaden Daniels said this after the game last night.
I don't know if I ever had a two-game losing streak, but, it's just ups and downs, and you got to learn different things throughout. The rookie year, like I said at the beginning of the season, everything's not going to be perfect, even though I wanted it to be perfect. But, it just comes with, just playing the position, man. You got to go through some stuff. You got to go through adversity. It's how you respond. So, I feel like we'll respond great. We'll rest up and we'll get back to it.
I've never had a two-game losing streak.
Right.
Playboy, welcome to the NFL, Mike. I mean, this is a different animal. Jaden Daniels, I get it, but when he said that, I was like, really? Like that you're going to go through a couple of these throughout the course of your career if you last long enough. How about what Dan Quinn had to say, Mike? He likes doing, what is it, tough things?
I like doing tough things, hard blank with good people.
Yeah, that's it. Here's Quinn.
We knew that adversity comes. Like, it just does. That's our game. That's why we love it so much. There's hard parts, and tonight's hard. And in fact, I even said that, the last, two games, these are tough. And they test your resolve. They build some of your resilience. It's a difficult 4 or 5-game stretch, whatever it is. It also emphasizes the ability to go close it and be there at the end and go win it. And those are the lessons for us to be the team, we can be. Those have to go down on our terms. And we've been pretty good in that spot. And so over the last 2 weeks, not to finish. And that's not one side of the ball. That's collectively, finding that blood in the water and say, we're going to go end this thing.
Yeah, it was 12-10 when Washington tries to go for it on that fourth down. It would have been like, I think, a 44, 46-yard field goal. And then Philly just goes right down the field. Saquon Barkley, Carl, he has not looked this good since he was a rookie. All world for the Giants. He's right behind Derrick Henry. He's already over 1,000 yards. You see when he scored that second touchdown, he sprints down the sideline. He is so like, hey, Giants, eat a bag of blank. He is just showing the world that he is that guy and deserved that contract.
I'm with you. This is the fourth down you were talking about. And then we'll get to some other things, including Caden Ellis being used in the pass rush. This was the stop that changed the game.
Daniels is back. He's being chased. He's running. He's being pushed. He's knocked out of bounds. The Eagles take over on downs.
Yeah, you said it. He's going to get killed. And if you didn't see that play, he got smacked out of bounds. Meanwhile, Mike, let's talk about Caden Ellis. How many sacks does he have this week? How do you use him? Do you move him all around? We've been saying this. I think this is part of the plan to create some more pressure. But it just hasn't paid off quite yet.
Well, he's a guy. Remember when we first interviewed him, it was 2 years ago. He got signed as a free agent. We brought in Onyemata. We brought in Caden Ellis. He had had 7 sacks with the Saints. And I know it was Ryan Nielsen's defense last year. That's why I remember I asked you yesterday, what's so different from Nielsen and what Jimmy Lake is doing? Because this is a guy that has shown the ability to get on the walk him up to the line or just let him just outright blitz and let him commit to it.
Yeah, we've had, okay, what was it? It was Baker Mayfield, right? We didn't get him on the ground. Carr, we didn't get him on the ground. And now we're playing even a more mobile guy in Bo Nix, who I think is more athletic. Right. Some people say sneaky athletic. I don't think it's sneaky. I think Bo Nix has always kind of been this elusive dude. Do we get him on the ground?
Well, we couldn't get freaking Andy Dalton on the ground. You know, when he was in there for Carolina, I mean, Caden Ellis has got a sack. You know, I mean, unless, you know, take a page from the old Dan Quinn. We just talked about Dan Quinn with the Commanders. Start blitzing some corners. Send some safeties up there. You know, I mean, I know it's difficult to, you know, can Bo Nix diagnose what's going on if there's a safety low and not 2 safeties high? I don't know. But you've got to come up with something. You know, I don't know enough about Jimmy Lake to start crapping on it, but I don't like what I'm seeing. You know, I mean, I get it. They did tighten it up against the Saints. We talked about it. I mean, hey, they made a mistake. They didn't realize that, you know, Valdez-Scantling could do what he did, I guess. They put A.J. Terrell on him. They shut it down. And it is bend, don't break. But at some point, I'm still confused at what we're doing sometimes in the first half. Remember we talked about it yesterday? Mark Raimondi brought it up. Falcons give up a lot of stuff in the first half and then literally tighten it up in the second half.
Yeah, they do. The adjustments have been great, but
Don't dig that hole, right? Don't dig that hole.
Yeah, that's been the issue. Hey, one other thing as we're talking about what's going on around the NFL, we hadn't really discussed this because I don't think it's going to happen. But can the Chiefs actually go 17-0?
You know, why not? When you're, well, you know, some people say, yeah, with the refs on their side, they can do anything. But, you know, this one in Buffalo, if you missed Brian McFadden last hour, talking about all the injuries to the wide receiver core, you know, for the Bills. And obviously they've circled this date for some get back. Carolina, they got divisional opponents, maybe Raiders, maybe Chargers would be a good chance. Chargers defense getting after it. And the Vegas Raiders always play them tough. Remember, they beat him 27-20 back in Vegas back in October. Cleveland, Houston, Steelers. Woo! Steelers, baby. Christmas Day for
big
the
one.
Chiefs. Maybe that's the one you think. That's where if they are. And by the way, if they're undefeated by that one, and then does Andy Reid do what Caldwell did with the Jets years ago, where he said, screw the perfect season. Let's rest our guys. You know?
You're right.
So I don't know.
Because because at that point you're talking about home field advantage being way more important and having your guys healthy. Either way, we haven't discussed it. You know, we always have a team as 8-0, 9-0.
Right.
We are talking about the Chiefs, the defending 2-time Super Bowl champions with the best quarterback in the NFL. Are they going to go undefeated?
Well, I do.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. What were you going to say, Mike?
No, I'm just saying. I know that Mercury Morris just passed away. We're starting to run out of 72 Dolphins. I know Larry Zonka's still kicking. So, I mean, they always get together, pop the champagne. This one might get them a little tight. You're right.